I just want to welcome everybody to today's Entrepreneur Show. I am so excited to interview my next guest. She happens to be a client of one of my favorite people in the world, Michelle Sism, and Michelle referred her to me, or me to her. And so we are across the nation from one another, and we have this wonderful live event going on, and I just can't wait to tell you about her. So let's get started. Her name is Valerie Hubbard. Valerie has forged a career on Broadway, in television, and in Hollywood movies by being pragmatic, dedicated, and entrepreneurial. Now she helps other actors do the same with Actors Fast Track. Working closely with each individual she coaches, Valerie helps them to develop a personal brand and create a customized plan of action to reach their goals and dreams. Her mission is to change the world one actor at a time. I love that. She and her team help actors get the career of their dreams faster, way faster. So today she's going to tell us about who she works with, at least the one she's allowed to talk about, why she does what she does, and how she finds clients in an industry rife with promises and sometimes no positive outcomes. Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so thrilled you're here. So I guess the first question I have is, tell us about Actors Fast Track and what inspired you to start it?
Okay. I went to one of those really big acting schools and went right to New York. And like every acting school in the country, no one tells you that when you get out of acting school and become an actor, you're also becoming an entrepreneur. No one tells you that because, frankly, they don't know it, because most of the people that are teaching in those schools tried an acting career and failed at it, a lot of them. So they don't know that. So you get out of acting school, you know, and you know, for about 1 to 2%, they might get a good agent. You know, there's a lot of people get an agent, but there's a difference between, you know, a good agent and an agent. And they think that's how you get a career. And they go, and if they're lucky and they're beautiful and they look like Angelina Jolie, they, you know, they might get a career. And very rarely is it a long career. So I was floundering around New York City and not knowing what I was doing, and this was the 80s, and I did have that bad agent, but he didn't really care about me. And I met this guy, his name was Jay Perry, and he had this company called Actors Information Project. And it was the first time, it's no longer in existence, but it was the first time that I think there was a place where you could actually go and learn that it's actually a business and you have to make sales calls and all the things as entrepreneurs we know we have to do to have a successful business. And he taught me that, and he then became my coach for 15 years. And because of him, I ended up, you know, on Broadway, off Broadway, and all my New York credits. And then when I was 41, I moved out here to Los Angeles to do TV and film, and no one really cared about my amazing credits. No one cared about my pedigree. And it was like at 41, I had to start all over again. But I was super smart. I hired a coach again. And, you know, from the beginning, and I had always helped actors. Like I had written in 2006, I wrote the only textbook about the business of acting. In the 90s, I had my own company, but it was a very small thing. It was like, you know, it was like $100 a month people would pay me to help them with their acting career. But it was never more important than my own acting career. And so really what I found now is that I had limited beliefs that one could not be more important than the other one. And the truth is they can grow together. So what happened is 4 years ago, I was teaching acting and I was acting and I was being pushed out of my teaching job because I was acting a lot. And so, you know, they didn't want me teaching for them, which is understandable. So I was sort of in a rock and a hard place, and I started Actors Fast Track to replace $50,000 of my income. And I did that in 3 months. So, and then I was like, oh, and then, you know, and so the progression of what has happened is a little business to give me that extra money a month, and now into changing the way actors do business and actually seeing that happen outside. This has been the 4-year journey for me, and I've taken this little tiny company to projections this year of being a $500,000 company from actors. Yes.
Excellent.
And on top of it, I'm a great company. I've changed so many people's lives, and I have actors all over TV and all over the movies. So the great thing is, it's after 31 years as a working actor and studying the business actor, it's like I figured out a system that actually works.
That's amazing. Well, you know what I think too is it's got to be very gratifying and fulfilling knowing that you're impacting others' lives, as opposed to being an actress has to be pretty amazing. I have a friend who moved to California with his two children to pursue acting careers. They're both young teenagers. One of them's been in a CSI and a couple other things. The other one hasn't gotten any major roles yet, a couple commercials, I think.
Hello.
But they're both attractive.
I'm saying hello. Have them call me. I mean, hello.
Yeah. Well, now that I know of you and now that we've had this conversation, their names are Kelly and Michael Fitzgerald. So their mother's name is Lynn. I'm definitely going to let Lynn know. I wish I could have gotten Lynn on the phone to have her watch the show, but I will make sure she watches the replay. I don't know who their agent is. I don't know anything about it. I know that they're doing okay considering they've been out there almost 2 years, but they left a beautiful, beautiful big home, very successful business to move out there. The mother and kids are out there. The father's still here and he, you know, commutes back and forth, which is quite a commute, you know, Florida to California. And so I know that it's gratifying as an actor. My brother also did a little acting when he was in junior high. He studied under Nick Giorgiotti, or I think his name was, he was the right-hand guy to Elliot Ness in The Untouchables. Do you remember that actor? You probably don't, but I remember him. So he was an acting coach. And I remember how my brother said, you know, I'm not really enjoying this because I don't feel like I'm changing people's lives. Yeah, sure, you entertain people for a few moments. But what you do is now huge because now you can see what they're doing and all the people's lives they're touching. And so my point is, thank you for what you're doing. Yeah.
I think it takes actors. I mean, I've been an actor for 50 years. So I think it takes actors a long time to figure out like what they are doing. But the truth is that there have been jesters and clowns and entertainers for the entire scope of, you know, humanity.
Right.
And so there's always been those people, and they are necessary for a society, because if we don't have entertainment, I mean, you know, well, it's kind of bleeded into the presidential, race lately. Look at that. But
and also
our leaders in our industry are doing amazing things. You know, Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio. These are people that are changing. Also, they're giving back. You know, they're giving back and they're making the world a better place to live in.
Absolutely.
So, you know, Angelina Jolie, there's a perfect example of someone who, you know, really got a lot of hell, and then she, now look what she does. She's amazing.
Yeah, but she's amazing. She is what they've done. They've all done. And I don't want to discount being an actor because I'm not an actor, so I don't know. I just know that touching one life is wonderful, and I love my shows.
Yeah.
I watch all of them. I think you mentioned you've been on a show, a Castle.
Yeah, on TV, Castle, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., How I Met Your Mother, True Blood, Glee, like just on and on.
Watch them all. Oh my God, they're great. So we should talk about who do you typically work with? Like what type of actor? Is it a startup actor?
Well,
I have
startup actors, and I do. I tend to attract, I mean, first of all, one of the missions of Actors Fast Track is to educate and make a smart actor. And I get a lot of feedback from big people in the industry. Your actors are so smart. So I tend to attract an actor that's, you know, been to one of the big schools. I've got a girl that went to Yale. I've got a guy that went to Yale. I've got a girl that went to NYU. I mean, I Australia's big academy. I tend to draw people like that, that are well-trained, that are serious about being an actor. You know, there's a lot of people that are thinking about it and they're not, you know, I mean, I'm not cheap. So like, if, you know, but I mean, I met people that were in a $25,000 acting school that, you know, liked a movie they saw, but had never taken an acting class, which I think is just dumb. Why would you pay $25,000 for an acting class when you're thinking about being an actor? But we see that all the time. I mean, my husband taught in a culinary school, and there are people who never worked in a restaurant that are going to $20,000, $50,000 culinary school It's like, maybe you should go cook in a kitchen for a while and see what you're signing up for. Because it's not an easy job. So the actor thing, I tend to attract an actor that's really serious about having an acting career and will do whatever it takes to get one.
Well, because they're obviously, as you said, smart. They know that there's more to acting than just the skill.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to get you a job. Yeah. A lot of people think that, I mean, they tell you, you're going to get an agent. That's like saying, how do you start a business? By getting a salesperson. And I don't know about you, but as an entrepreneur, I'm my sales team and staff. And now I'm currently training coaches, which will eventually sell for me, just like in Suzanne Evans' world or something like that, So
I love Suzanne Evans.
So they'll trade.
Talking my language now.
But I sell for myself. I mean, if I'd have gone out and started my business by high, no, how you start a business is you go sell. And without you have, venture capital, which, I don't have, you get a little thing and then you go sell and, that's how I pay my bills this week. I sold and a guy paid in full, So I was like, yeah.
Yeah. And you have a quality product, so it's easy for you to sell.
Oh, easy. Yeah. It wasn't in the beginning, though. If you want to talk about selling, I mean, that was a journey for me, but I love it now.
So how did you sell in the beginning compared to what you do today? Did you ask?
The first package I sold, I basically was telling the guy, I'll pay you to work with me, which is and my coach at the time was telling me, well, record it and send it to me. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to record this and send it to you, because I was so embarrassed about how bad I was.
But here, did you give him his money back?
No, he never hired me. So now, I close at 30 or 35%. And the people that taught me how to close were my first coach, Melissa McFarland, that was her name. And then 2 years later, I hired Michelle Sism and Bellany DeShong. And both of those women taught me how to sell, majorly. And then I hired Red Elephant to do my first 3-day event. And Iman Khan taught me how to sell. Oh my God, he's amazing. I just took each lesson and I just kept putting it into practice, and I kept allowing myself the opportunity to fail. And I think letting go of, now that I have so many clients and I have a good cash flow, it's really easy to let go of that. I have to close the sale, because I don't. And so when I don't have to close the sale, then it makes me more attractive. Because I'm just there to help you with your acting career. And if you want to work with me, great. This is how much I cost.
Yeah, well, I think people can sense desperation in us when we're first starting out too, because I know I remember those days too. I'm a professional speaker, so I don't do a lot of speaking like I used to because I don't really have to. But when I was first starting out, I took every class I could on how to do the business of speaking, because I could be a speaker. I knew how to stand up in front of people and talk, just like you know how to stand up in front of a camera and act. But I certainly did not know how to go about getting clients.
Yeah.
And so I think that's so important. I think every business can learn something from that you really need to understand that it's all about the sale, as long as you have a good quality product, right?
Yeah. You always, that's the first thing, income producing activities, however your coach tells you, sell, but, I know with Michelle, we have to make 5 sales calls a week, that's it. You have to. And a sales call doesn't count without you making an offer.
So when you say a sales call, you pick up the phone and call people that you know are in the business?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have to do it as much anymore because I have such a stream now coming towards me. I have a bunch of people on my calendar. And frankly, I only can sell 2 more of my VIP programs a month. I mean, a quarter right now because of my load. I'm currently coaching 4 clients into coaches, which they'll be ready to sell in June. So my big focus right now is on my small level package, which is really entrevue into my group. And you do get a little private time, like a half an hour with me. But that's really what I'm focusing on now is my lower level package, because I just don't have any more time. My 3-day event, this day I sold too much.
That is
Yeah,
great.
I know.
So
It's like
your
a big
coaches,
luxury problem to have, right?
it is. So your coaches are going to actually do what you do once they're trained,
Yeah,
so that you'll be able
and their
to serve more
coaches,
people.
they were clients that did what I told them to do and got successful. So they've all been on TV and they've all have credits and their careers are all busting. And we will only be working, we'll only, that's the thing. We're working actors helping actors become working actors. So we're not, we're not some, I mean, one of my biggest competitions out there is not even an actor. It's like going to the, hairdresser to get your car fixed. Why would you do
I
that?
love that tagline. Is that your tagline? Working actors helping actors become working
Yeah, well, the
actors?
new tagline I've been working on with a lot is changing the way actors do business. Because here's what I know. If I change the way actors do business, I'll change the way the business treats us and therefore responds.
That's
Because of our ancestors, Shakespeare's time, we were prostitutes. That's what we were. So now we haven't come really far from that. So we are the performer and the joker, but we're generally thought of as dumb, poor, just the entertainer. So I'm helping to refigure that with my clients. So my clients are showing up fully invested in their declared value, like completely prepared and smart and knows what they're selling. So when they walk into the room, they're not like, oh, I'm leveling the playing field is what I'm doing. They're not like, oh, please give me a job. Because the truth is, this business cannot function without us. We're the most important thing. We are the art form. And so
Yeah,
it's not the
exactly.
cameraman, it's not the casting director, it's not the producer, it's not the director, it's not, and so the actors fun like are the most important person, but they're the people that are in the trunk of the car. So what I'm doing is I'm helping people get out of the trunk of the car, come into the driver's seat, and then my system is the key to the car.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I know there's a lot of brilliant actors who are very smart. I was thinking of Sharon Stone. I
Oh,
remember
they're
reading
very
about
smart.
her,
That's why they're there.
about Ivy League actors with huge, credits behind them education-wise. And just so I think that there's a lot of them out there. You're right. And obviously you are. So it's really great that what you're doing is really helping people. So let's talk a little bit more about your ideal client, how they find you or find out about you. And I guess how you market Actors Fast Track. I know you said
Social
about
media,
making sales calls.
yeah, the best thing for me is social media. It's been very good to me. Facebook ads have delivered the highest conversion rate for me. So we put a lot of focus
Fabulous.
and energy into Facebook because that's where I find my actors. I have run advertisements on Backstage, which is a paper that does well, and I get people from there. And I run a digital ad also on Actors Access last year. Of course, I have sales pages. I do three events. The way that, so I bring them from social media, email, word of mouth into my funnel, and they come and hear me speak. And once people hear me speak, they want to work with me. And so I really make most of my money just getting in front of people. I do 2 1-day events a year, and one of them I do both in LA and New York. And then I do a 3-day event. And then my summer games I'm doing in New York this year, and then I do my 3-day event in October. And we have challenges. We added that this year. We have a Facebook challenge going on right now called Book a Pilot Challenge, and that's been amazing. It's added 300 people to my list, and the people are actively playing the challenge. And we're going to be giving away the prizes to the challenge winners at either the Mind Games in LA, which are March 5th, or the Mind Games in New York, which are April 17th. So that's,
So,
and then at my Mind Games, I'm offering my career jumpstart package, my bottom level.
when you say a full day event, what do you do at those events? Are you actually coaching and teaching
Oh
people?
yeah. So the Mind Games is, that's my spring event, and the Mind Games are centered around the top 10 mind of the actor. I wrote those a few years ago. My old coach said to me, if you can bring mindset into the conversation, you'll be the queen of the day. And so I did, and she was right. So they're going to spend the third and the fourth in Bellini de Jong's workshop, Beyond Circumstances, and then they're going to come into Mind Games. And so the Mind Games, because we introduced the whole philosophy of breaking the rules in October, we're going to continue the conversation about how's that going, and here's what breaking the rules has gotten for our clients, you know, booked on TV shows and pilots. So, and then we're going to have a panel, and the panel's going to have two actors that were Silicon Valley millionaires, and then they quit. They retired at 40 and they came to LA and became actors, working actors, applying the same principles that they did in Silicon Valley. We have those two. We have an agent. We have two agents, and we have a producer. So I just always like to have an interesting panel of people to bring to them. And then we always serve lunch. And then, of course, I, you know, make the offer. And that is Mind Games. And then I'm also doing a sponsorship in New York this year. There's not a lot of things that you can sponsor when you're an acting business. But there is a pro expo that goes on in April. So I'll have a booth there this year. Yeah. And so then the summer games are fun. They're outdoors. They're more like a branding game. There's actually physical games. They audition for industry people, you know. So it's actually the mind games are mental. The summer games are active. And then my game changer is my 3-day event. And it's really about changing the game, you know, like stop the story. Like I have a client that, you know, was here for LA for 7 years. And here's what I know. No matter what track you're on, if you think, oh, I'm doing really good, you could be doing better and you could be getting there faster. And that's why I'm called Actors Fast Track. But I had a guy that was here for 7 years, not much happened, a couple web series, this and that, right? Like typical of what happens. He hired me, paid me the lowest rate, like, I don't know, at the time it was $1,700 for 6 months. He didn't do anything. And at the end of the 6 months, I said, okay, so you just wasted $1,700. How about you give me another $1,700 and this time do everything I said, thinking that he was just going to be like, no, forget it. Goodbye. He gave me $1,700. And then 4 weeks later, he booked Criminal Minds. And Wow. Now he's my coach. And his name is Brian McBestick. Yeah, he coaches for me now.
Wow.
Yeah, and so there's an example of, like, you know,
It just took a while for it to sink
in. Yeah,
or
like, you know, to take action. Because most actors are like, I'm going to do it. And they're doing it by themselves, which we know never works out for anyone. And they're sitting there and they're all ready to go out and do some drop-offs and be brave. And they're sitting there all dressed up at the couch. And an hour and a half later, they're sitting there chickened out. And wondering, like, what happened. And then they'll tell you why it didn't happen. Well, I had this agent, and he wasn't a very good agent. And then I, you know, they make up all the reasons why they didn't succeed. They didn't succeed because they didn't understand it was a business, and they didn't make frequent sales calls, period. It has nothing to
do. Yeah, you're saying you can't depend on an agent to do that.
No, an agent makes 10%. An actor makes 90%. So what I find is that actors, you know, they're told to get an agent. So they get here, and because they're standing still just looking for an agent, they're going to get another agent that's standing still looking for an actor, which means they're not a very good agent. So they're going to get that agent. They're going to get stuck behind that agent, expecting that agent to do all this work, tell them who they are, what they are, and how to market themselves. That's none of that is an agent's job. An agent's job is to negotiate you above scale. That's it. They're not.
So you get the job and they do the negotiation.
Yeah.
Is that how
it
works?
They are, you know, contracted through our union to be able to negotiate on our behalf. Right. And so my agent's a good agent because he always gets me above scale, which is scale is like 900, right? For like a day on a TV show. So I'm 1,000. I don't work for less than 1,000. Right. And so if I'm on your show, I'm making 1,000 a day minimum. So that, like, he's a good agent because he gets me that. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And people know you have the experience and the qualifications and the talent.
Yes.
So they're, you don't mind paying above scale.
And, yeah, and
I'm
the other
sure.
thing is, like, now that I have this business, I can say, if they say, okay, well, we'll get someone else. And my agent can say, good, go get someone else.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, it's okay. You're okay. You know, next. So tell us the age range of the people you work with. Like, typically, your youngest actor
20.
And your.
I mean,
your
I work with most, almost all my clients are in their 20s. Now, I have.
Okay.
I've had a client in the 70s, and that guy was on a list in December by the New Yorker magazine to be nominated for best supporting actor in a movie, and he's in his 70s. I mean, crazy. So I have people like in their 30s, 40s, 50s. I have all of that, but the brunt of my clients are in their 20s, which is amazing, because here's the thing, you know, actors, if you look up the definition of broke and have no money, it's actors. We are the person, right? So when I started my business and people were like, you're going to charge how much and you're going to make how much? I'm like, so I love to say last year I made $300,000 from actors. And so seriously.
So the money is there. And so no one can tell you the money's not there, because if it's, we always have the money for the things we want.
We always right? have the money for the thing. We're America. We
exactly.
are not a third world
a
country. We always have the money for what we need. And it's so true. And on top of, like, I always tell the story, Iman Khan, who owns Red Elephant, he came to my 3-day event, right? They produced it. I paid them a lot of money to make me money. And they did that. But when he walked in and he saw my crowd, he had a nervous breakdown. He had to go get coaching. Because in his head, he's like, oh my God, these people don't buy. They're in their 20s.
Wow. Because that was his mindset.
Yeah.
But the reality is not
it
isn't. That.
I mean, yeah. Yes, 20 something's fine. Yes, a lot of my 20 something's parents are paying the bill. I don't care. Because I know what I have is worth what I'm charging. So, you know.
Well, they're investing in their children's future regardless.
They should,
of age
because
that
they just
is.
Spent $50,000 or $100,000 sending them to acting school. You know, if they went to you and
right.
then, but they don't give them a plan. And think again, parents, if you think your kid's getting a plan for what to do when they get out of acting school, that is not happening in any institution, including Yale, including Juilliard. I mean, Juilliard is like, you know, a lot of these people have big agents like William Morris before they even graduate, you know? So, but I've known plenty of Juilliard graduates that didn't get an agent and, you know, assumed because they went to Juilliard, they were going to get an agent and have a career. There are no assumptions. And luck has nothing to do with it too. Luck has nothing to do with it. Oh, you were lucky.
Well, maybe. Yeah. So if you can share with us, well, first of all, I'll ask that question in a minute. What's the most inspiring part for you of working with actors and then also of being an actress yourself?
Okay. So the most inspiring part for working with actors is when they book something big. So my client, Helena Bale, who plays, what's the name? Yes. Debbie Doggett on Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yes. I saw that on
yeah,
your website. How
so
exciting is that?
The day that she had the audition for Orange is the New Black, I had an audition, a callback for Matthew Weiner and Mad Men. And Matthew Weiner, the creator of Mad Men, told me I was talented and I was flipping out. Like, I left there and I was like, oh my God, Matthew Weiner told me I'm talented. I called my manager. I'm like, I'm going to book this. I didn't book it. And the same day, she auditioned for Orange is the New Black, and she called me and she said, I don't feel like it went very well. And I said, I'm sure it went better than you thought. And then the next day, she called crying and she booked it. But the better part was a month later, she called me crying even harder, and they turned it into a reoccurring part. And she had a 2-page monologue the second time she was on there. And so, and now she signed with my agency. I mean, like, she's doing great, right? And so, you know, that to me is the most inspiring. Like, I totally forgot about Mad Men. I was so like, oh my God, Helen booked Orange is the New Black. Because, you know, I'm happy when I book stuff, but I'm not like how I was when I was, you know, 20 and I booked something, you know, I was like, ah! So that is. And what's most inspiring me about my acting career is, first of all, that I've had a long acting career, and the best part about being an actor is that you meet the most amazing people and you have the most amazing experiences. And for me, they've been all over the world, in Poland during communism, in Paris, in, you know, in Mexico, like in New York. And I've done a lot of crazy, incredible theater and acting on film and every kind of part of the industry, and I've met amazing people, and like, you know, it's always a new experience. Like, you go do this TV show and you meet all these people, and sometimes you make friends for life. And I wouldn't trade my life for anything. I mean, being an actor has been a blast, and I'm glad that I had parents that allowed me to do whatever was in my heart, because I wanted to be an actress since I was three. So it was all I ever wanted to do. And so I love what I do. And I know a lot about it now. Like, I know so much about the craft of acting and playwrights and plays and Shakespeare and all the things that I know. And that's amazing. That's inspiring, you know, to have a craft that you have worked on your whole life. And to know that that's okay. Like, I used to think, well, again, like, you know, how am I helping the world? What's my bigger why? And all that stuff. And, you know, my bigger why, yeah, is to have a voice to say some things I don't want to say, because there is some mess going on in America right now. And to fight for the entrepreneur, to fight for the small business owner. That's important to me. And to fight for the actor, because, you know, these are all important, very important to me. And, you know, because I'm an actor, I went through the whole AIDS thing. I mean, I had a lot of friends die on me in my 20s and my 30s. And to go through that. And I was in New York on September 11th to go through that. You know, my career has put me in places that are history, and seen things and done things that some people never get a chance to see and do. And I love my life, and I've had, you know, I'm emotional, but I get, you know, I have lived life to its fullest so far. So if I get hit by a car today, you know I'm great.
Right. Yes, you're good to go, but you ain't going anywhere.
No, I'm not going anywhere. So, I'm not going to go. I never go outside. I run my own company. My actors come to me, or they come on the phone. Or.
Well, look, you've still got a lot of work to do. I can tell. I can tell. There's still a lot of people out there that need you. And so tell me some of, first of all, do you have a favorite part you ever played, whether it was on Broadway, off Broadway, a movie, a TV show? And if so, what would that be?
I have so many, and for so many different reasons. Probably on stage, my favorite role was a play called Queen Bee's Last Stand, and it was based on a true story about this lesbian postmaster who was actually set up. But they sent in a girl, and because someone had complained about her sexually harassing. And so they set up a girl, and she was caught, you know, sexually harassing. But the guy that wrote it actually worked in the post office. So he took the story farther, like what would happen if they fell in love. And then at the end, she finds out that she was there to set her up. So it was a great role. I mean, my friend was working for this theater company when the script came across the desk, and he said, "Oh my God, I just found your role." And she was the queen bee. And so for me, that was like a really special role. And then in movies, just like Resident Evil Extinction was a blast, because they flew me first class to Mexico City. I got to be this like crazy hillbilly woman. I got a lot of attention from that movie. And just like Mila Jovovich is amazing. I love her.
I love her. Oh,
I love Fifth Element's like one of my favorite movies. So I think it's everyone's favorite movie. But, you know, like working with her and being, you know, being invited to the premiere, and that was all fun. And especially because it happened in my 40s, you know, it wasn't like something that happened when I was young, and it was cool. So those experiences have happened in the last 13 years that I've been in LA, and they've been more about the red carpet and premieres and, you know, all those kind of things. And those are really fun, but I'm really grateful that they didn't happen in the first half of my career.
Because you appreciate them more,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
For exactly what they are, as opposed to maybe the glitz and glam of it all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how exciting. And how about a favorite actor, actress?
Oh, well, Meryl Streep is God. So there's no question.
Hello, me too.
My favorite actress is probably Meryl Streep. My favorite actor is Sean Penn. I love Sean Penn.
Oh, I love Sean Penn. Well, I also love Johnny Depp, and he happens to be a Florida boy, and he was like lived in the town next door. Not that I knew him then, and he's a little younger than me. Still
I
an
love
amazing
Leonardo
actor.
DiCaprio too, and I would love to play his
Leonardo.
mother and like his white trash mother.
Well, now that you put that out in the universe, it'll happen.
Yes.
You
Sorry, I had to stand up.
watch. Oh, that's fine. So let's talk about so some of the actors that you've worked with. So are there any that you've worked with? You've mentioned a couple, but are any that you've worked with besides the ones you love the most or value the
Neil
most that
Patrick
you've
Harris is the nicest person on earth. The day that I did How I Met Your Mother, we were it was raining so hard. It was like a torrential downpour that we couldn't even get to our trailers, him either. So he's like, do you mind if I change in here? And I'm like, no, do you mind if I change in here? And we changed in the costume shop together, which is great. Very nice. Lovely.
He seems very genuine.
Nathan and Stana on Castle, you know, they're, I mean, like, that's the nicest, I mean, like, you know, my friend Seamus is on it. He plays Ryan, but they've been, that show's like 8, 9 years, whatever. It's like a long time. And they all came into the trailer, like the makeup trailer, and introduced themselves to me. And, you know, this is something that you don't see on every show. That's not like that, you know? So it's like, oh, they're happy to be here and they love their job and everyone gets along. You know, and Nathan is just the nicest person that Castle you'll ever meet. So nice. And so those are people. And of course, Mila. I love Mila. I worked with amazing, you know, theater directors. I mean, some of the biggest and most famous theater directors and really cool people. John Guare, who won the Pulitzer for 6 Degrees of Separation. And he wrote a part for me, and we had a long running relationship, and he's an amazing playwright. And lots of, but those are the people that really like stick out to me, that were amazing. Oh, and I love the, I have a reoccurring on Workaholics, and I love those boys. They're hilarious. And I got my last episode I did, I worked with Jack Black. He's so hilarious.
I love Jack Black. Oh yeah.
At one point I called my husband. I go, do you see, hear that weird singing? He goes, yeah, what is that? And I go, that's Jack Black singing outside my trailer right now. he's like, woo. He does weird stuff. You know, he's just.
I bet you he's just like he is on TV in person. On the movies,
He did stuff that was hilarious. I mean, I got to spend a week with him watching him just improv with the boys. And the boys were like smiling from ear to ear because, well, Adam, I play his aunt on the show, Adam. It was his dream. And the week that he was working with Jack Black was also his birthday. Can you imagine? It's like the best week of his life.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Wow. You've had an illustrious, fun, it sounds like just a fun career in life. What's one bit of advice that you'd like to share that you probably have not yet shared today with actors or with our audience?
Well, I mean, you have a lot of entrepreneurs, so, I mean, I think if you're an entrepreneur and you don't have a coach, you're not smart. I mean, especially the first few years. I mean, that would be the big piece of advice, that get help no matter if whatever you're trying to do, you're going to get there faster and better if you get help. And, you know, take the time to interview the help. I mean, everyone needs something different. Like for me, I went from a creative coach to Michelle Sism, who's Decisive Minds. So it's like, she taught me structure. You know, and continues. I had my coaching call this morning and I told her, thank you so much for this, because, you know, she just like, okay, this is what we're going to offer, this, this, and this. How do I get to this? I could do that. What's cash flow? Like, what's my projected revenue? And people that were at this event that I just went to last week, I went to a 3-day event of my old coach, and people that were there and heard me talking said, oh my God. Like, you're a completely different person, because I'm talking about projections and my margins of profit. They're like, what? Who are you? And, you know, so,
who are you?
Yeah. So I say get help no matter what you're trying to do in your life. If you try to do it alone, it's
Exactly.
It's not going to, it's like, and it's always going to pay off. I mean, I went from paying my career coach, who became my business coach. I went from paying her $150 a month to $500 a month to paying her $1,800 a month. Let me tell you something. She became a much better coach when I was paying her $1,800 a month. And I learned so much from her in the first 2 years of my business.
And I think that's true. I think that well, first of all, your mindset's different because you've invest you when you invest in yourself at that level, you have to get something out of it. If you don't, you're not with the right person anyway. And I totally agree with you about coaches. I've had a lot over the years. I've actually been thinking about Michelle a lot lately. I don't know why. She kind of came into my sphere after a few years. I had met her online, did an interview with her. I used to do these teleconferences, and I had coaches back then, and I'm saying to myself, you know what? I need someone like her because now I'm getting to the point where I'm not as, and maybe it's because I'm not as driven, so I need someone to light a fire under me, I think. So I'm going to talk to her
You should
because I
talk
really,
to her. But
I
you
love
would
her
be in a
personally.
mastermind with me, and we have a blast in our mastermind. And trust me, I'm the only acting business, which I love, because in my old mastermind, there was a bunch of actors. Now there's none. So all my masterminders are like, we saw you on Castle. We saw, I
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be looking for you now. I watch Castle. I've mentioned the Castle one. I just have to say about Castle, it is my favorite show on TV right now. It used to be The Good Wife. I like it, but it's getting a little strange. But Castle has always been consistent. And I actually have an 11-year-old granddaughter and a 14-year-old grandson who are now addicted to that show. And my husband laughs. He goes, how did you get the grandkids to like the show? I think it's because he has a redhead daughter. Because both my grandchildren are redhead. My youngest is blonde, like you. And they call me up and say, my grandson calls the other day and he goes, Grandma, are you watching Castle? It's the premiere, the new season premiere. And I'm going, of course I am, Devin. I'll be on. And it's just so fun because we never had a show. Well, Big Bang Theory, but that's another story. If I
Which
could get
I've
on a
never
show.
been on. I missed one audition for it, and that's the only on. But my friend plays the Indian mother that's always on,
Oh, Raj's mom.
Raj's
Oh
mom.
my God. I love it.
We play
I know
completely different characters in a horror movie together, like really mean people, really mean women that did bad things.
Oh, we won't
I
talk about it. We
know.
don't have time. I wish we had. I could talk to you all day long. So let's talk about one more. I have one more important question. Well, they're all important, but where do you get your creative ideas? I mean, like, what process do you use to come up with these creative ideas that you have for your business and for your own craft?
Well, I did, I mean, initially, definitely my coaches, and they'll spur something in me, and then I'll go with that. And I talk about like my branding and my message of Actors Fast Track has, of course, evolved. The farther I've gotten into it, I mean, I did a I did Matthew Goldfarb, who now works for Suzanne, but he used to have a company called Corporate Renegade. Like, I hired him last year, and he came in and did like the whole manifesto for my company, which gave me a lot of words, which is helpful. And I also think, like, a Pinterest board was very helpful to me, to get the idea of what I see. And for me, I use a lot, everything's game, fast track, because one of the foundations of who I am and always has been as an actress is someone that's fun. And so, for me, the company needed to be fun. And I've always, if we think of something as a game, we have more fun doing it. Because some people think business of acting, oh, now it's the boring part. And it's actually fun and it's exciting and thrilling to call a casting director or to drop off or, to put myself on tape for a show when they're only looking for stars or whatever my clients are doing. So it's evolved, visually and mostly what I say. And it's also about me stepping in to believe that what I have is amazing and worth something and the value of that, and not trying to, now I'm trying to let go of it has to be me. like I'm stepping out of that into its actor's fast track. It's actually a system that actually works. And so it doesn't have to be me. Cause I'm not going to get any bigger if it's just me.
Exactly. Well, you'll impact more people too. Yeah. So if you were to advise a new actor who is serious about the business, but doesn't really know what to do, what would you tell them? What would be the first step you tell them to do?
Oh, hire me. No, like, of course. I mean, they would be stupid to go do anything without, because here's what actors do. They go, oh, I'm going to go get that headshot. I'm going to go take that class. I'm going to do this. Right. And none of it equals anything. So because they're going without a plan, it's always been for me about a business plan. And you know what? For years, and my clients tell me this all the time, I was going to agents and managers and saying, okay, what's the plan? And they'd be like, well, we're just going to submit you. Well, that doesn't seem like much of a plan, because they don't have a plan to give you. You have to decide what is the plan. So what is the plan? Are you going to try to do TV, film, or theater? Pick somewhere to start.
Exactly.
Right?
No, I think that's brilliant, because I think in any business, you have to have a plan.
Yeah, you can't just
say, exactly.
I'm a business. Okay, what are you selling? Not sure. How much does it cost? I don't know. What is it? I don't know. Like, good luck. You know.
I got a bank account, though.
I got to tell you something. My little cousin's kid, he's 17, and we were in the pool this summer, and he told me, I'm like, so what are you going to study in college? He's like, business. And in that clear second when he said that, I was like, he has no idea what business is.
Yeah, right. And do they really teach business in business school? You know, maybe Wharton, you know.
Yeah, Wharton. But really. I mean, I didn't have to pay $100,000 to get the MBA that I have. I got an MBA because I went and started a business. and that's the best. And that's how I've always learned. I've always been someone that jumps right in. Like, I'm someone that, like, I bought a house. I remember when I bought my house, someone said, oh, well, did you read books? I'm like, no, was I supposed to? I just figured it out as I went along.
Exactly. And trial and error, but hopefully not too many errors, right?
No, not too many errors. I mean, you know, I was smart when I got the contract. I sent it to an attorney and had him look at it, and he said, it's fine. It's a normal house contract. Okay. You know?
Yeah. So, but you did all the right things. Some people want to circumvent too much, like not having the coach, not hiring the attorney, not doing this. You need to surround yourself by professionals. I tell my clients that all the time. If you don't have the right team in place, you will never build a business.
No, you won't. Because you'll think it's a good idea. Like, if I'd have started Actors Fast Track and not had a coach, not paying her $18,000, I would have gotten a month into it, and I would have said, well, like, that was a good idea. It was a bad idea. Forget it. I'm not doing it. Because, even leading up to my $74,000 3-day event, there was that moment where I'm like, I'm going to quit. You know, and after that event, then it was like, okay, no, I guess I'm in for this for real now. And that's cool. So, like, I mean, you know, like, sometimes in business, you want to quit every day. And if you don't have the support or the team in place, and, you know, it's organization. That's another thing. It's organization. It feels like the endless pit. I'm always reorganizing. But if you don't structure on the way, then you're building a house on sand. So, you know, I've been really good about my structures, you know, almost too good. Like, I have a very fast response rate, things like that. So, and I notice other people don't have that, you know, as well.
And that's in any industry. I think that every industry is like that, where my clients, I can give them a proposal within 24 hours if I know exactly what they want or close to what they want. And I know people who wait weeks to get a proposal from somebody. Yeah. So, you know, I tell them, if they're waiting a week or more, then that client, that person just doesn't need your business or doesn't want you. You know, that's my feeling. So what's next for Valerie Hubbard?
Well, I have my 1-day event coming up March 5th in LA, the Mind Games. And if you're an actor and listening to this, just email me at Valerie, V-A-L-O-R-I-E, at Actors Fast Track. And yes, there are 2 T's in a row on Fast Track, fasttrack.com, right? And say, hey, I was listening to your thing with Heidi. Can you send me a free ticket? And I will send you a free ticket. In New York, it is Sunday, April 17th. So Saturday, March 5th, Sunday, April 15th in New York. And then in between, on the April 16th, I will be at the Actors Pro Expo in New York. And it's a trade show for actors. And you should go because it's going to be fun. And
where is that again?
That's in New York at the Radisson in New York. It's called the Actors Pro Expo. And then my mind games, yeah. So I'm getting ready for my mind games, and we're doing the pilot challenge. It's the Actors Fast Track Book a Pilot Challenge. You can join now, and the prizes are big. Electronics is what I'm going to say. So, you know, I have people that are really playing. I have people that have booked major auditions for pilots. Last year we had 3 actors book pilots, so we're shooting for 5 this year. And they were all clients. And this year we have a ton of people that are playing the challenge that aren't clients.
So do they, is your Facebook, it's a Facebook challenge?
Yeah. And you can join it. It's the Actors Fast Track Book a Pilot Challenge and Book a Pilot. And the challenge is that people take actions towards booking a pilot every day. So we posted all the 2016 pilots in there, what they are, like who's producing them and their log line. So if I have a client that's selling post-apocalyptic, which I have a couple of those, then they're looking for like the Walking Dead people, the fear of the Walking Dead, like J.J. Abrams. And so they're focusing on those pilots. And then we show them where they can get a pilot script or pilot sides. And there, a lot of them are putting themselves on tape and sending it to the casting director. They're pitching themselves on the phone. It's really exciting. They're breaking rules and they're getting responses. I mean, they're actually getting auditions.
And they're getting good experience too, which is wonderful. They're learning the business. So is this a open Facebook page?
No, you have to ask to be admitted to the challenge, but I accept everyone. And if you're crazy, we'll block you. But we've only had a couple of those people join. But you know, anyone can join and take action. I have clients in Houston. I have clients in South Carolina. I have a client in Australia. I have, I have clients all over the United States, in New York and LA primarily, but I have tons in San Francisco, in Portland. I have people up there too. So, I have people everywhere. So, they're all taking the challenge. My 3 people in Houston are amazing. They're like putting themselves on tape, sending it in, and they're on it. They're on it.
I'm going to tell my grandson because he wants to be an actor. He heard Mikey was out in California. He says, "Grandma, what do I need to do?" I said, "Well, you need to get off your and do something before you think about it and think about, you know, because I know it's a tough job.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Yeah. It's like any really good job that you have to, I'm sure you have to pay a lot of dues and put your heart,
sweat. Well, I mean, heart, you know, the audition is the job, like getting the audition. The problem is actors come out and they think that they're going to magically get auditions for the shows that I'm auditioning for. No, you're not. You know, it's like, so you have to figure out how to get those auditions, right? Now you can get auditions for, you know, some web series that they say they're going to pitch for as a pilot, which everyone says, and 1% get pitched, you know, or you can get the little movies that no one ever sees or whatever, but playing the game that I'm playing and that my clients are playing, you know, is that takes exerted effort, you know? And so, if the audition is the job, like my job is to audition. And then when I get chosen, when I get picked, it's not, you know, and it's like, you know, when you're actually in the room auditioning, then you're like, you know, you're on the grocery shelf. So then if you don't, it's like, you know, I always tell the clients, it's like, I didn't get picked. You know, it's not about rejection, because when you go to the grocery store looking for Italian green beans, you go like this until you go, ah, and then you take it, but you don't go, no, 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 because you don't have time for that. You just know what you're looking for until you find it. So the job of the actor is to get on that shelf first. And most actors never even get on the shelf. They give up before they ever get on the shelf. The actual job is the audition. And then, you know, new level, new devil. There's always something to learn as an actor. It's a craft. You're never going to be done. You can always be a better craftsman. And then the business side of it, you know, you can learn business a lot faster than you can acting.
Good to know. Good to know. All right. So one last question or two, actually. Do you have a favorite website or a favorite online tool that you use that you'd like to share? Because remember, this is an online program.
Okay. And I know I use a lot of stuff. I've been using ClickFunnels lately.
ClickFunnels.
Yeah.
And I've heard of it.
Yes.
What is
So they just allow you to create ClickFunnels. I'm not doing it. I have someone that I'm paying to do it. But they allow you to create ClickFunnels that really work to click them to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, right? And so my guy that I've been working with, it really likes that one a lot, and it's been working for us. And Evernote is what I take my notes in with my sales calls. And it's really great because, you know, with Evernote, that's how I take my notes when I'm talking to an actor on the phone. And it's great because you can go back and see what you said to them. And you can say, well, actually, you said this and I said this. And, you know, that's really good. So Evernote probably are the two right now.
Okay. Cool. So what's the best way to get in contact with you for those who would
like to know? You can go to my website, actorsfasttrack.com, and you can actually jump on my calendar on my website. So that's a really good way. Or like I said, you can email me at Valorie, V-A-L-O-R-I-E, at actorsfasttrack.com. And it's actorsfasttrack.com.
Excellent. Valorie, you have been just a delight. I wish we had more time. Thank you.
And I hope I meet you, like, you know, one of Michelle's events or something.
I'm planning it. My brother lives in Pine Valley. So, and I'm actually a California girl, but I've been in Florida for 30 some years.
And
so,
you know Debbie, right? Debbie O'Grady. Do you know Debbie O'Grady?
I know the name. I know the name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know a lot of people online, but never met them. Like Michelle, like I said, we have crossed paths many times, and she's been in my magazine, and you'll be in my magazine. I'll tell you all about that at another time, but thank you for being on the Entrepreneur
Of course.
Show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
I will send you the replay later on today. Okay. Have a great day,
Thank
Valerie.
You. Bye-bye.
And I just want to say, for those of you who are still listening, to make sure you go to womenineecommerce.com, which is the sponsor of this show. And thank you all for being with us today.